As Twitter implodes, this rival social media company explodes. Wells Fargo and the $1.7 billion fine made the news today. Home building pulls back again in November. Hey, if you're running out of everything that you use to make stuff with at a restaurant, how can you remain open? We've got that interesting story for you. We've got the Wall Street Report and a new chapter for Barnes and Noble. Could be. Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride yet again today. You want to find us on Twitter? We're there. We are at IOB_NewsHour. We have an interesting Twitter story next up, by the way. That's IOB_NewsHour. Okay, it is a quirky name, but this rival of Twitter has, in just weeks, grown from 300,000 users to 2.5 million daily users. That is the story of Mastodon. As Twitter continues its wacky ride, this is happening because a wave of Twitter users have announced their plans to switch services due to the erratic leadership of Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk. As of Tuesday morning, Mastodon's app stood at number 8 among free social networking apps on the Google Play Store and number 11 in the social networking category on Apple's App Store. Now, despite Mastodon's rapid rise, Twitter does remain far larger, reporting 238 million monetizable daily users in July. The company has not reported financial metrics since then, as Musk closed the deal to buy Twitter, taking it private in October. Twitter has sought to stem some of its user losses by clamping down on sharing on its platform. Last week, it quietly began blocking links to Mastodon. Then it made that practice an explicit policy on Sunday before a vocal backlash forced Musk to suspend the policy less than 24 hours later. In what is the latest to come out of the widespread illegal activity committed by Wells Fargo, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has slapped a $1.7 billion fine against the bank. Why'd they do that? Well, the bank's illegal activity included repeatedly misapplying loan payments, wrongfully foreclosing on homes, illegally repossessing vehicles, incorrectly assessing fees and interest, and charging surprise overdraft fees. CNN is reporting that the agency ordered Wells Fargo to pay the $1.7 billion civil penalty, in addition to the more than $2 billion to compensate consumers for a range of what they say is illegal activity. Officials say this is the largest penalty imposed by the agency. The misconduct echoes previously reported revelations that have emerged about Wells Fargo since 2016, when the bank's fake accounts scandal created a national firestorm. According to the enforcement action, Wells Fargo had systematic failures in its auto loan business that harmed more than, get this, 11 million accounts. Once again, home building pulled back in November. Why? Well, buyers are facing spiking mortgage rates topping 7% that make homes increasingly unaffordable. Rates fell slightly through the last month, but are still double what they were just a year ago, and that continues to put pressure on new home purchases. November housing starts, that's a measure of new home construction, dropped 0.5% from October and were down 16.4% from just a year ago. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. After a big drop earlier this spring, housing starts had been holding relatively steady up until July, when rising mortgage rates persuaded more prospective buyers to sit on the sidelines. In a related story, MoneyWise is reporting that new mortgage originations were down 47% in the third quarter of this year compared to 2021. That is a 19% decrease from the previous quarter and represents the biggest annual drop in 21 years. And while the chill in the market affects all lenders, non-bank lenders, especially those who deal in non-qualified mortgages, are bearing the brunt of it, and that could cause many to declare bankruptcy. NQMs use non-traditional methods of income verification and are frequently used by those with unusual income scenarios, like the self-employed individuals or people with credit issues that makes it difficult to get a qualified mortgage loan. Well, the major indexes all finished in the green today, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, while it's not unusual for a restaurant to run out of things toward the end of a busy day, how do you stay open if the stuff you've run out of is what you use to create the food you're selling? The Daily Dot is reporting that in a video with over 153,000 views, TikTok user Samantha films a large line at a fast casual Mexican restaurant chain known as Chipotle in the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. As customers gather, an employee can be heard announcing that the store is out of guacamole, fajita veggies, pico de gallo, lettuce, burritos, and, yeah, even chips. The location of this restaurant is at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport, and it seems like this is a regular event, even there, according to comments on the stream. One user wrote, "Gotta be BWI." And then another said, "Is this the BWI? Because that's what happens every time I go there, LOL," claimed another. What happened on Wall Street today? Well, it was a pretty good day. The major indexes closed higher today, snapping a four-day losing streak. The Dow gained 92 points to close at 32,849, while the NASDAQ picked up 1 point to end the trade flat at 10,547. And the S&P 500 put up 3 points to finish at 3,821. Many investors are being said to be buying on the dip. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with writing a second chapter for Barnes & Noble. Pandemic closures were a chapter, but not the ending, it seems, to Barnes & Noble's retail story. After more than a decade of shrinking its real estate footprint from a peak of 726 locations back in 2008, the chain bookseller will add more stores than it closes next year. According to the Wall Street Journal, CEO James Daunt is focusing on turning up the charm at each of the 30 new outposts the company will open next year, and says he is moving away from supermarket-style bookstores that were dull, unengaging, and dispirited. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Thanks again for joining us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.